A journey through aesthetic realms, music and poetry is the gentle voice of the soul, filled with love and devotion in all circumstances of upheavals and suffering. Poetry and music, as well as love and spirituality, are the melodies from a heart of compassion, resonating earnest benevolence within the universe, between upliftment and submergence, between immensity and confinement, between ignorance and enlightenment. Poetry and music are forever the genuine voice of an open heart, bringing humanity beyond a realm of ambiguity to elevate longing souls and cultivate the noble spiritual values of human beings. We now invite you to immerse in the stream of sounds in a journey through aesthetic realms, through the poems and music by Supreme Master Ching Hai and esteemed artists.
Live is to move toward the future, toward the realm of brilliant light. Go, 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 go to the future. Go, 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 go to Shangri-La. Go, 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 go to the mother. Go, 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 above the stars. The world is but an inn where we sojourn for a little while. Let us quicken to a place of eternal peace within our soul, in the loving embrace of our merciful Father and benevolent Mother. Go, 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 go to the Father. Go, 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 go to the far land. Go, 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 go to the brother. Go, 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 go home together. Our true home is a realm of everlasting harmony.
Many, many thousand thanks for your love, for your love, for your unconditional, pure, sincere, beautiful, above free world love.
Greetings, cherished viewers, and welcome to today's program featuring the brilliantly talented Alkasha. Having won 2 Academy Awards and having received multiple nominations for prestigious honors, including Tony Awards, Grammy Awards, and Golden Globes, Mr. Alkasha has been highly regarded over the past 5 decades as a composer, producer, writer, and motivational speaker, as well as an executive for film, theater, television, music publishing, home video, and recording. On the occasion of Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary in 2010, the gifted composer-songwriter spoke of his productive career and more.
I got started my career very, very young, at 7 years old, actually. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, and we lived across the street from the Vitagraph Warner Brothers studio. Actually, Warner Brothers started in New York City. And I took some acting lessons when I was 6 years old, actually. You know, I was 7 and a half or almost 8 years old. I was in the show Annie Get Your Gun, written by Irving Berlin and produced by Rodgers and Hammerstein. So that was a good start. And so I've always loved, you know, the art of writing and the art of communicating music through words and music, and learned a lot from those giants that I was put in that atmosphere and that environment of the talents of those people. You learn from people from the past, and then you move it to the next level, hopefully. So I think being a lyricist, that's the steps that I took. And the early part of my career was a very big movement that was happening, which I was part of in a way, is that pop music started becoming music of teenagers. And I was writing more for teenagers. And by the time I was 19 or 20 years old, I had some hit records. And by the time I was 22, I was at Columbia Records and brought in produced Aretha Franklin, who was with Columbia Records, which is now called Sony Records. And I was known as the young producer moving in rock and roll to Columbia Records. And I believe in moving with the times. That's the most important thing a writer must know.
We may never love like this again. Don't stop the flow. We can't let go. And touch the sky, though we may try. So while we're here, let's give our all, release the dreams inside us and set them free. Oh, while we're here, let's leave a mark. There's a candle in the dark. It's here to go.
Mr. Kasha's special gift in composing and songwriting has created hits since the 1960s. His songs were recorded by esteemed performers, including the best-selling solo artist in the history of popular music, Elvis Presley, 2-time Grammy Hall of Fame inductee and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, Jackie Wilson, and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Songwriters Hall of Fame inductee, Bobby Darin. As head of artists and repertoire at the music publishing company of CBS Records, previously called Columbia Records, Alkasha signed a number of artists who went on to become musical legends, including Aretha Franklin, Neil Diamond, Andy Williams, and Janis Joplin. Over the next 5 decades until the present, Alkasha's songs have been recorded by more than 150 artists. From Country Music Hall of Fame and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee Johnny Cash, to the first Australian-born Grammy Award recipient, Helen Reddy, from acclaimed country singer, Cherie Austin, to 5-time Grammy-winning disco queen, Donna Summer.
I'm a title person. A person comes up with a title, it gives me the essence of what the song is about. People always ask me what comes first, the words or the music. And I always feel that if you have the sense of words first, you have the sense of the movement of the melody. So that's what I look for. is the movement of the words to music, like a river.
Along with his longtime songwriting collaborator, Joel Hirshhorn, Mr. Alkasha's critically acclaimed contributions in film have won him 2 Oscars for Best Music Original Song. One for The Morning After, from the renowned film director and producer Irwin Allen's 1972 production, The Poseidon Adventure, and another for the We May Never Love Like This Again, from Irwin Allen's The Towering Inferno in 1974. Alkasha also wrote the music and lyrics to the endearing Walt Disney classic, Pete's Dragon, earning him 2 more Academy Award nominations. On stage, Alkasha directed the 1979 Broadway production of 7 Brides for 7 Brothers, for which he won the Dramalogue Award for Best Musical and was nominated for a Tony Award for Best Original Score. Together with Joel Hirshhorn, Alkasha also wrote a book, The Music and Lyrics, to the 1981 musical Copperfield, based on Charles Dickens' classic 1850 novel, David Copperfield, for which they were nominated for the Tony Award for Best Original Score. Among his many other accolades, composer Alkasha has also won a People's Choice Award and earned nominations for 2 Grammys, an Emmy, and 4 Golden Globes.
There's got to be a morning after, if we can hold on through the night, we have a chance to find the sunshine. Let's keep on looking for the light. Oh, can't you see the morning after? It's waiting right outside the storm. Why don't we cross the bridge together and find the place that's safe and warm? It's not too late. We should be giving. Only with love can we climb. It's not too late, not while we're living. Let's put our hands out in time.
What I try to convey is hope. That there's got to be a morning after, if we could hold on through the night. It was my first Oscar-winning song. It always deals with hope. Because at the end of the day, most people are very lonely, and hope is what they hold on to, and hope leads to love.
In fact, Alkasha's own remarkable life story is a symbol of hope. During a challenging period in his life, Alkasha found light in his awakening to Christianity and becoming a born-again believer. In January 1984, he was ordained a minister, and he and his wife, the famed interior designer and decorator, Seal Kasha, established the Oasis Christian Fellowship Church. Mr. Kasha said that he has read the Bible thousands of times and memorized it by heart. He also refers to Supreme Master Ching Hai's Key of Immediate Enlightenment book as his other Bible, her message of love being one that he treasures deeply in his heart. In addition to his musical skills, Alkasha is also an accomplished writer. He has authored 4 best-selling books, sharing his knowledgeable tips gained from his years of invaluable experiences. If They Ask You, You Can Write a Song, Notes on Broadway, How to Write a Hit Song, and Reaching the Morning After, which takes readers on an inspiring spiritual journey of how Al and his brother Larry Kasha overcame their disadvantaged background and achieved their Oscars and Tony Awards.
I'll be your candle on the water. My love for you will always burn. I know you're lost and drifting, but the clouds are lifting. Don't give up, you have somewhere to turn. I'll be your candle on the water, till every wave is warm and bright. My soul is there beside you. Let this candle guide you. Soon you see a golden stream of light. A cold and
During his extraordinary career, Mr. Alkasha was introduced to Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry. The distinguished composer chose two exquisite poems that spoke to his heart, Dream in the Night and Let's Love, and set them to music. These truly beautiful songs were premiered at Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert, Gifting Peace.
Thank you so much for coming today. I met these folks who were really wonderful, and I think I became a vegan after today. And I got applause for becoming a vegan today. And the difference between poetry and lyrics is that poetry is something you read and lyrics is something you hear. And so I watched and looked at the poems by the Supreme Master and tried to get the best qualities out of what she was saying. And I hope that you enjoy it.
The vibrant event was hosted by vegans John Sally, a 4-time U.S. basketball NBA champion, and CNN and CBS legal analyst and attorney Lisa Bloom, with Oscar-nominated vegan actor Eric Roberts as invited guest speaker, and animal welfare advocate and television host Brandy Williams and American actor Patrick Kilpatrick as presenters. Other new enthralling masterpieces presented included songs set to music from Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt verses by well-known composers, Oscar and Emmy-winning Bill Conti, Grammy winner Bill Cunliffe, and Oscar and Grammy-winning David Shire. The dazzling occasion celebrated Supreme Master Ching Hai's timeless message of compassion and harmony amongst all beings, and featured performances by multi-platinum singer-songwriter Donna Lewis, Tony Award-winning singer Karen Ziemba, Grammy-nominated vegan singer and producer Kashif, Grammy-winning singer-songwriter Melissa Manchester, Tony Award-winning singer and 4-time Grammy nominee Melba Moore, and many brilliant others.
I also got to meet Alkasha right before I performed. We had a little talk beforehand, and he's a tremendous composer and very nice. So it's been a wonderful experience.
Last night I dreamt of restful sheets and pillows, as fragrant sandalwood wafting through the air. Heartfelt was the time when we were still together, when our love was still
Master Ching Hai is a terrific poet. I didn't change one word in any of her poems, but I shortened it and picked out parts of it that I thought would fit in when you're writing a song. Because when you're writing a song, the lyric writing of a song, they're different than poetry. Is lyric something you hear? Poetry is something you read. An example of that is, oh, what a beautiful morning, oh, what a beautiful day. See, it said beautiful a few times. And most songs do that, by the way. And you look for that, because when music joins with words, people have to remember it. That's the important factor. Master Ching Hai is a wonderful poetess, and I never change one word. It takes a lot of heart and a lot of soul to be a good poet or writer. That words have tone and mood, and I think that's a very important factor to know. When a person says you use the appropriate word for that mood at that time, that's the quality that Master Ching Hai has. She does it so naturally, most probably God taught her and gave her that gift.
Also gracing the concert via video conference was special guest of honor Supreme Master Ching Hai, who shared her insights during a spontaneous question and answer session about love, peace, and forgiveness, as well as what they signify for humankind, our wonderful animal co-inhabitants, and our treasured earth.
Master Ching Hai is a traditionalist in a way. She gives the essence of what all great religions are about, which are really about love and peace and not war. So it was a very Chersonian speech that she made today. Love will overcome hate. If people really believe that, there would be no wars. And this is a breath of fresh air, what Master Ching Hai has done. So I'm a very big believer in her message of peace and love. And the outreach of this Master Ching Hai is going to be incredible.
In keeping with the important message of peace, all present at Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary celebration were treated to a delectable, cruelty-free vegan meal. After discovering the many benefits of the plant-based diet, Mr. Alkasha expressed his interest in adopting the planet-saving and healthful vegan lifestyle.
I've been very touched by the environmentalists of our show, watching Master Ching Hai. The show today has sparked in me to become a vegan, to eat correctly, and to be involved in the environment. Supreme Master Ching Hai and all the people that I met here are vegans, and they were telling me how much healthier they feel. And I've been going through some physical struggles myself, and I really do believe that's weed for things that are very toxic. And I believe that body, mind, and soul, and spirit, they all have to work together.
In enthusiastic support of composer Alkasha's compassionate dietary transition, Supreme Master Television also had vegan foods delivered to his home. Later in February 2011, we had the pleasure of meeting Alkasha and his elegant wife, Seal, again at the 19th Annual Movie Guide Faith and Values Awards Gala, held in Los Angeles, California, USA, to honor outstanding contributions in family entertainment films and television programs. The two-time winning composer and lyricist, Alkasha, was recognized with a Lifetime Achievement Prize, the Special Crystal Teddy Award.
First of all, congratulations on your Lifetime Achievement Award tonight. How does it feel?
It feels incredible to be appreciated, and all songwriters like to be appreciated, so I think it's wonderful.
Alkasha and his lovely wife, Seal, also mentioned that they were seeing improvements as they transitioned to the benevolent and wholesome vegan lifestyle.
I actually have Parkinson's, but I feel much better having vegan food. So I recommend to other Parkinson people to eat vegan.
Go vegan, as we say.
Besides teaching songwriting across the country, the ever-giving Mr. Kasha also strives to share the helpful knowledge he has gained in life through giving talks in churches, universities, and executive ministries around the world. He is also currently on the board of Regent University in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Yet his most powerful tool of sharing the idea of peace and community is through music.
I've had records that have been number one in Australia, number one in China, number one in Japan, number one in England, all at the same time. Now, none of those people who wrote those records called each other. So I'm saying the power of music goes beyond the composer and the lyricist, but it's in the air. And when you join words with music, it's very powerful. What you learn is that a song lives way beyond its life of a year or 2 years. Through music you bring to know God. And that's what this program is doing as well. So peace is the most important thing. Peace of mind, peace of heart. That's what it's really about. If you get your ego out of the way, you're okay.
Such belief in the need for harmony and the strength that it offers is often reflected in Alkasha's own masterpieces. These are also the songs that move and uplift listeners' hearts. In the same way, as Mr. Alkasha explained, the honesty in Supreme Master Ching Hai's call for love in all corners of the world resonates with all.
Master Ching Hai gave a great message today. When you deal in truth, you penetrate people. And she dealt with truth. Everyone really wants to love and be loved in return. They really do. And I think that she conveyed that very strongly.
During the 2010 United Nations Climate Change Conference in Cancun, Mexico, Mr. Alkasha contributed to the music presented at the Greenest Heroes Gala. As part of the heartening evening, guest of honor Supreme Master Ching Hai, the Honorable Mayor Zaragoza of Cancun, and Lady Mayoress of Cancun, Ms. Patty Meneses de Hernandez, recognized 8 laureates who promote the plant-based lifestyle with the Greenest Heroes distinction. Attendees of this special evening were also delighted by a vibrant array of international performances, a number of which were based on Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry. Performers included acclaimed artists such as founding member of the iconic Beach Boys, Al Jardine, Emmy-nominated Doug Katsaros, soprano Carrie Walsh, multi-platinum recording artist Taylor Dane, and award-winning Italian-Mexican singer Philippa Giordano. Mr. Alcasha set to music The Kingdom and You and Thanksgiving, both written by Supreme Master Ching Hai during her youth. The enchanting songs were performed by Tony Award-winning singer Melba Moore. As a heartwarming grand finale to the evening, Alcasha's song adapted from Supreme Master Ching Hai's poem Let's Love was performed to a standing ovation.
Let's love each other, the rainy season fresh and cooling river waters, sweet nectar nourishing love amongst human beings. Let's live just for each other, let's live on for a future, let's fill the air.
On April 10, 2011, a magnificent extravaganza was held in California, USA, in light of the world premiere of Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry collection entitled The Love of Centuries. The concert celebration, The Love of Centuries, Love is Eternal, debuted magical songs by distinguished composers, including Oscar and five-time Emmy-winning Bill Conti, Grammy winner Mr. Bill Cunliffe, multi-platinum singer and songwriter Donna Lewis, and two-time Oscar winner Alcasha himself. Gracing the stage were such renowned vocalists as Tony Award winner Karen Ziemba, Grammy nominee Denise Donatelli, sopranos Georgia Fumanti, Carrie Walsh, and Moira Grayland, Emmy nominee Doug Katsaros, Alisa Mary, Nak Ha, and other talented performers. Also featured was the lively Agape International Choir, led by Dr. Ricky Byers Beckwith, as well as eminent speakers such as Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Mr. Lionel Friedberg. World-class composer Alcasha set to music Supreme Master Ching Hai's poems It Is Not So, My Love, and Old Lover, which were performed by Karen Ziemba and Doug Katsaros.
The night is long, the ocean's dark, and in my heart something is shimmering, a dream that refuses to be just another dream. I am afraid it reminds me too much of someone who is so deep in my entire being. Oh, my old lover, hear at least the same air we breathe.
composer Al Kasha also attended Supreme Master Television's 5th anniversary celebration on August 27, 2011, in the world premiere of the Broadway-style musical, which he had initiated, entitled The Real Love. Along with Oscar and 5-time Emmy winner Bill Conti, Emmy nominee Doug Katsaros, Tony and Emmy winner Don Pippin, and Oscar and 2-time Grammy winner David Shire, Mr. Al Kasha set 4 of Supreme Master Ching Hai's poems to music for this exquisite musical based on a true story that was broadcast live globally. The songs were Yearning for Past Spring, You and the Kingdom, I Believe Only in Love, and Our Time.
Now on the red carpet, 2-time Oscar winner Al Kasha.
Master Ching Hai,
you're a wonderful woman and you have a great message to give to the world for music and peace. Thank you. We love you. God bless you. Hi, I'm Al Kasher, the composer. World Vegan, World Peace.
The production gathered a 21-piece orchestra conducted by David O and starred a grand 40-member cast led by acclaimed musical theater actress Joanna Ampil, Tony Award-winning Broadway stars Daisy Egan and Katie Huffman, and Tony nominees Adam Pascal and Robert Torti, plus many other celebrity guest stars such as Tony Award winners Betty Buckley, Trent Kowalik, and Kirill Kulish, Oscar winner Shirley Jones, Emmy Award winner Faith Rivera, and more. In his introduction to the Real Love musical, composer Al Kasha remarked, "Supreme Master Ching Hai perfectly demonstrates our potential to be both fully human and fully divine, shining as an example to those of us striving for the same balance. One place where this is truly apparent is in her poetry. While reviewing the poems that Supreme Master composed, I was touched by her commitment to bring the world to an inner peace and received the inspiration to create a musical about her life story based on her profound verses. Each of the poems Supreme Master composed dealt with both the spiritual and the physical, of how to consume nourishment through her choice of foods and prayer. Through her poetic nature, the human qualities and divinity that she strives for are pulled together and conveyed in her poems. Adding music gave a further, richer dimension for this work to be turned into a musical."
Following the premiere, composer Al Kasha graciously invited Supreme Master Television staff to his home, where he further shared his thoughts on the real love.
Supreme Master Ching Hai had a separate calling in her life than her husband Ralph. Ralph believed in science, and she believed in more spiritual things. And yet she adored him and loved her husband, and he loved her. But she had to go out and do her calling in life. And that's why she's a hero in my eyes. And that's what made me think of the idea of the musical, which everybody else contributed greatly to write a wonderful musical. And it's a natural musical. And I believe it was fated that I met her. And I'm very, very blessed.
It isn't the lovely kingdom. It is someone here I could love. My heart wouldn't be here if she were not.
And on this show, I work with 5 wonderful composers. And David Shire and Don Pippin and Bill Conti and myself and Doug Casares. Every star you had either won the Oscar, the Tony, or the Grammy, or the Emmy. So all of you got the first class, and it was miraculous that you did this show this as quickly as you did. Somehow God's grace made it work. God did it. I had friends from other states, and they love the show. I just got a message this morning that the number one Canadian paper wants me to talk about the show, Real Love. I received many, many letters. Many people came to the show who are not Buddhists, who are not Christians, who are Jewish people, came to the show and loved the show. So I was happy about that. The one thing about music that's so great with this poetry is that it goes beyond any parallel of any human being, meaning music can bring people together. And with her poetry, which is so honest, people around the world must see this show, really must see this show.
On October 26, 2011, in a telephone interview with Supreme Master Television, composer Al Kasha shared additional insights about the uplifting honesty revealed through Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry.
The words were so honest in regards to her feelings, and they were inspirational to me. The words directed the melody that was used. I would actually close my eyes and just imagining working with the Supreme Master right here at my home, and I could see her. Also, I would meditate before sitting down to write, and have, as the Supreme Master talks about, the light that comes, and it's even biblical, that there's the inner light that shows up after you meditate for a while. So I'd meditate sometimes an hour, in fact, before writing one piece of music to her poems. And during the period when I was at the theater, she spoke beautifully and soft and mellow, and I would hear this sound inside that when you meditate, you not only have the inner light, but when you meditate, you hear a sound, and that sound appeared in the music that I wrote for her poems. And I read her other poems, even ones I didn't write music to meditate on, because she's so incredibly honest. And the most important thing is that she has such purity in every possible way, purity regarding her love for animals so they are not killed, purity for the earth and the planet, that the global warming, purity for the killing of animals, that when we eat meat and foods, we don't realize how we're doing to these animals and cows and chickens. And so I became a vegan, the Supreme Master. So all this has cleansed me and made me more pure. There were no anxious thoughts while listening to her, especially when she said putting love in action. I was so taken by her spirituality that I was in a different level beyond the flesh. As Jesus says, the flesh is weak and the spirit is willing, and it is so true. So that's the how. The how is listen to this words and music, meditate on this words and music, and meditate on when she speaks, when the Supreme Master speaks, and you'll be moved because she is a pure soul and a pure spirit. The ones that I personally connected with, which I wrote music to, were I Believe in Love. I love that one. You and the Kingdom. Our Time and Spring are the four that I gravitated to. She's touched by every one of her poems, and I wish I could have written the music to all the poems, just, and she's been called by God to write these poems. She goes by her intuition, and that's what we have to do more of in this world, is go by what we feel from the inside, and she captures that in her poetry. She's honest in the regards that whatever she says, she feels. She doesn't say anything she doesn't feel. See, sometimes professionally we get so craft-oriented that we use words that are just professional but don't move an audience. Her words move me, and they touch me. And if the words move you, then that's honesty, and that's how it is done. It is done from such an honest place that it can't be duplicated, you see. It's her own identity that God has given her, and the gift that God has given her. And most important that she has, which is you find in every single one of her poems, is compassion. And that compassion just rings through, and givingness. Those are the two things that come to mind when I meditate to listen to her and read her lyrics. It's giving back to what she's been given and her calling and gift of life. I get chills up my spine. I get chills on my hand. And that's how I can tell. It would be like she would be inside my body as we're one, you know. And she brings completeness because her words are very honest and inspirational. And most of all, pure. That's why how I love about her. I feel that she will be a friend of mine for the rest of my life. And I'm a friend. I'm connected to her with her poetry and her now, my music, and which together, it's not my music any longer. It's not her poetry. It's the world's now. We have given the world this music. People who buy some of my songs in different parts of the world, they don't know it's Alkasha. They just buy the songs, and I sometimes ask them, why do they buy my songs? These songs touch me, your music touch me. And I thank God for that gift, and the Supreme Master has been gifted in a mighty, mighty way.
My sweet sister, do you ever dream about yellow apricot blossoms by the terrace in past springs? And now in the west, so far away, missing all.
People cry when they hear the springtime song. It was sort of cute. Someone near me in the theater said to me, who wrote that? And I said, I did. But then I said, I didn't write it. I said, God wrote it. Because music comes from God, you know. It came magically together. It was meant to be. It was meant for Supreme Master Ching Hai to be heard by the rest of the world. And this is a person who has touched so many thousands of millions of people around the world. It just shows you when you're preaching about God and you're preaching about good things, people really want to hear that about peace in the world and love. That's what they really want to hear. I'm so tired of people trying to kill each other. They don't realize that every life is important. Every single person's life is important. She gives a real point of view of life's problems and troubles and how to solve them. I was so moved by her, I was mesmerized, actually, because she is so honest. And that's so rare in today's world to find someone like that.
Before and during the Real Love premiere, composer Al Kasha and Supreme Master Ching Hai exchanged cordial letters conveying their friendship and mutual appreciation.
I'm a born-again Christian. We became saved in 1978. Seal and I have traveled, especially all over Europe, and spoken at big stadiums in Europe. I'd rather save one person's life than have the next hit record. That life is much more important than the next hit record. Real love is dealing with givingness, forgiveness and givingness. Real love deals with service. That's why when she says love in action, love alone is not enough, but love in action, showing that you do something. I say about friendship, this is a quote I have about friendship, a friend is a sweet responsibility and never an opportunity. You are responsible when you have a friend to take care of them and never an opportunity for a job or to be moved up higher or whatever. In the world's point of view. So it's a sweet responsibility and never an opportunity. That's Al Kasha saying that. I hope people listen to that. But that's the truth, you know.
The time we spent together, I will always treasure. Do not forget our memory, for love is the one and only.
Who says the world is ephemeral? When we are together, it's eternal.
I'd like it to go to Broadway. I think we should tour the show around the world. I just pray that every person in the world will come to see the show. I've enjoyed working on it and working with Supreme Master Ching Hai. I would love to meet her in person someday. That would be an honor. But we know each other through our spirit and our soul. And I love you, Supreme Master Ching Hai, wherever you are. I know you're spreading love today, and that's all that counts. Life is short, so let's make the most of it. In Jesus' name we say amen. In Buddha's name too.
As the guest of honor during Supreme Master Television's 5th anniversary celebration, Supreme Master Ching Hai joined via video conference and shared her precious knowledge on the power and wonders of real love. She also donated $210,000 to 6 charities with humanitarian or environmental causes.
When Supreme Master Ching Hai was on, I have a little bit of Parkinson's disease in my right hand, and I was so taken by her beauty and so taken by her words that my wife and our girlfriend Nellie said, Al's hand is not shaking. She touched my heart so deeply, and she got me so relaxed and so in love with her. She is so precious, you know, and I read her work every day. And now I've become even a vegan. I didn't think I could do that. Her poetry is wonderful. She's a wonderful artist. Look at all the gifts God has given her. Wonderful painter, wonderful poetess, wonderful speaker, wonderful heart, wonderful regarding your diet of how you eat. I mean, she's the ultimate mama. If you look for a mama, a spiritual mama, she's it. And I was just so touched when she asked me to stand up in the audience. I'm connected to her for the rest of my life. I eat differently. I think even more. I mean, I always thought spiritually since I'm an ordained minister, but I'm deeper into the Bible and I'm deeper into Supreme Master Ching Hai, what she's trying to accomplish. And I will do everything possible to help her accomplish that because love is the answer. No question about it. That was my favorite song, I believe, Only in Love.
Because we are in love. She
Having created a number of enchanting musical compositions from Supreme Master Ching Hai's special poetry, Alkasha has also admired her other creative talents, such as singing and painting. As a token of her love and appreciation, Mr. Kasha received a beautiful lamp personally designed by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
I think that talented people always have more than one talent, and Master Ching Hai showed that in her artwork, in her music, in her poetry, is that when you're talented in one thing, you're generally talented in many things. So I think that Master Ching Hai has been blessed in that regards.
We all want a world of peace, not only for ourselves, but also for our loved ones and the next generations. The harmonious animal kingdom has much to offer us. In Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestsellers, The Dogs in My Life and The Birds in My Life and The Noble Wilds, the deep love that these animal friends show us is palatable. If only we would listen to their gracious hearts. I invite you to read these three books and discover the love within. Please check them out on Amazon.com and enjoy.
Master Ching Hai, I admire you, I respect you, and it's good to be your friend as well, and all the goodness that you're giving the world by preaching the world of love and peace. And that's really what life is about. At the end of the day, it's all about love and peace. What we do on this earth today will be counted, like Master Ching Hai said. My name is Al Kasha. Be veg, go green to save the planet. And I congratulate Master Ching Hai for her commitment to God and her commitment to the world. So God bless you all, and stay with this channel. It's very important to save this planet.
In reply, Supreme Master Ching Hai fondly wrote the following. Respected Mr. Alkasha, thank you for all the loving messages. I'm so honored and deeply moved and teared by such privilege. America is sure proud to have so great a composer like yourself and those who worked with you on The Real Love, as well as all the distinguished, refined artists in the musical The Real Love. Though I'm only an honorary US citizen, I am proud to be included in the embrace of your countrymen and to know such elegant people. I just thought to myself, how fortunate I am. Words are never expressive enough here. Just all my deep love to you, and may heaven love you more and more. Forever yours, Ching Hai.
Our respectful thankfulness, Mr. Alkasha, for bringing inspiration and splendor to our world through your delightful melodies, uplifting lyrics, and hopeful words. May you and your beautiful family be blessed manifold as your God-given talents continue to adorn the way to greater harmony for all.
For more information about two-time Oscar-winning composer Alkasha, please visit www.alkasha.com.
Gentle viewers, in today's program, you've enjoyed Go, 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 music and lyrics written by Supreme Master Ching Hai. It was sung by the poet herself in response to sincere requests at a grand award ceremony in Chicago, Illinois, USA, on February 22, 1994, with government officials and thousands of guests in attendance.
We then heard the Oscar-winning songs We May Never Love Like This Again and The Morning After, with vocals by Maureen McGovern, and the Oscar-nominated Candle on the Water, with vocals by Helen Reddy. All three songs were written by Alkasha and Joel Hirshhorn.
Next, we enjoyed Alkasha's song adaptations of Supreme Master Ching Hai's poem titled Old Lover, performed by Tony winner Karen Ziemba at the Love of Centuries, Love is Eternal concert in California, USA on April 10th, 2011. Also presented in today's program were excerpts of Supreme Master Television's exclusive interviews with Mr. Alkasha in September 2010 and 2011.
American singer and Broadway actress Maureen McGovern was born in Ohio, USA. Her recording of The Morning After from the movie The Poseidon Adventure in 1972 won the Oscar for Best Original Song and topped the Billboard Hot 100 charts. Ms. McGovern's rendition of We May Never Love Like This Again, from the 1974 film The Towering Inferno. In 1974, also garnered an Oscar, and she also sang the Oscar-nominated Wherever Love Takes Me for the British film Gold. On Broadway, she has performed in Little Women the Musical, which earned her a 2005 Drama Desk Award nomination.
Joel Hirshhorn was an eminent American songwriter whose work was featured in 20 movies and recorded by such prominent musicians as Elvis Presley and Roy Orbison. Mr. Hirshhorn, with his longtime songwriting partner Al Kasha, won 2 Academy Awards for Best Song for their number one Billboard single, The Morning After, from The Poseidon Adventure, and We May Never Love Like This Again, from The Towering Inferno. The collaborators were nominated for 2 more Oscars for their songs from the Walt Disney classic, Pete's Dragon, as well as 2 Tony Award nominations for their work on the Broadway musicals, Copperfield and 7 Brides for 7 Brothers.
Australian-American singer and actress Helen Reddy has had more than a dozen singles reach top 40 in the United States, most notably the number one single, I Am Woman, which became an anthem for the women's liberation movement. Its lyrics, which she penned, are now included in modern American history high school textbooks. She was the first native of Australia to win a Grammy Award and also to have 3 singles reach number one on the US Billboard charts in the same year, as well as the first Western female performer invited to sing in China.
The talented actress has also starred in the West End Theatre of London, UK, and on Broadway in New York, USA. Her memoir, The Woman I Am, became a bestseller, and after retiring from live performance in 2002, she is currently a clinical hypnotherapist and motivational speaker.
Karen Ziemba is a Tony Award-winning performer and one of Broadway's most versatile, especially recognized for her role in the production of Contact at the Lincoln Center Theater. Ms. Ziemba's other Broadway appearances include Chicago, A Chorus Line, and Never Gonna Dance, which garnered the Outer Critics Circle Award and a Tony nomination. At New York City Opera and regional theaters, she played leading roles in many other famous performances. Ms. Ziemba's magnetic presence has also been seen on television and many other places, such as on PBS, NBC's productions The Producers, and Alec Baldwin's film Shortcut to Happiness.
Karen Ziemba contributed to Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert, Gifting Peace, and the book premiere of Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry collection, The Love of Centuries, Love is Eternal, where she received gifts from Supreme Master Ching Hai in appreciation of her talents and sincere participation.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has expressed that Ziemba's voice is so awesome and that she enjoyed so much, with impressed admiration and love to the music and to Ziemba the Lovely. Supreme Master Ching Hai conveys her warm regards for singer Karen Ziemba. I feel her love so real and so sincere. I'm so honored to be loved like that. Thank you, Ziemba. We'll always remember you and pray for your best. Ching Hai.
Ms. Ziemba expressed her warm impressions of Supreme Master Ching Hai as an artist.
I think she's an enlightened human being, and she has had a calling, and she is fulfilling that. And the rest of us are benefiting from that and learning from that and wanting to take her lead. She's just assembled an incredible group of people, and they just want to live the same way she lives, because it is noble, and it makes you feel good about yourself. And if you feel good about yourself, then you just like pass that around.
Precious viewers, it was a pleasure having your company with us on today's A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Music and Poetry. Coming up next is Vegetarian Elite, here on Supreme Master Television. May the divine melody of love bring you comfort and happiness always.
Nhớ mãi phút giây ban đầu, ngọc ngà vàng son tình vừa chớm nở, phương nào xa xôi không thể nào quên.
Nốt bụi rời xa thôi đừng tiếc chi, hãy để cho ta một chút u sầu để biết phân ly và niềm hoa.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/mp.